Welcome to Square Peg Audio. I'm Karen Caterson, and this podcast is called Goal Stories, using stories to fuel your goal work. I have some stories to share with you that illustrate the goal journey. And at the end of the podcast, I'm going to talk a little about building a supply of stories to use for inspiration, direction, and energy. First, I want to give you a little background. I'm the founder of SquarePegPeople.com. A site that offers encouragement, inspiration, and resources for square peg people living in the round hole world. The basic premise of square peg people is that everyone is different, and that's wonderful. The funny thing is, everyone is different, and everyone has different ways of dealing with things, but many people don't get that. I've subtitled the Square Peg People site for artists, dreamers, and other idealists, because these are usually the people, my tribe, who do understand and appreciate our differences. Sadly, some of the reason that we understand this concept comes from being hurt. There's a kind of complicity out there in the round hole world, in education, advertising, and sometimes it seems in everything, that says that everyone is a round peg that will fit in any round hole in the round hole world, like we were made on an assembly line. But that's not true, and pain comes when we try to believe that ourselves and try to become round hole people, when the truth is we're all square peg people. So when we look at goals today, my plan is to follow the square peg philosophy, which is that we're all going to have different and equal ways of doing this. Now, in regards to goals, I'm guessing that you wouldn't be here listening to a podcast on goals if you worked easily with goals. We're bombarded with mostly linear goal-setting ideas, again, as if there were only one way to reach a goal. I'm hoping to come at this in a different way, so let's get started. The goal process, like the rest of life, is lived in a spiral. We'll hit some places again and again, but at different levels. So when I talk about steps in the goal process, I'll use the same words more than once. Our first step is getting or finding a goal. Goals are dreams that haven't started to breathe on their own yet. To get us started, I'm going to read a poem from the book Why I Wake Early by Mary Oliver that seems to really capture the essence of the excitement of dreams and goals. It's called Mindful. Every day I see or I hear something that more or less kills me with delight, that leaves me like a needle in the haystack of light. It's what I was born for, to look, to listen, to lose myself inside this soft world, to instruct myself over and over in joy and acclamation. Nor am I talking about the exceptional, the fearful, the dreadful, the very extravagant, but of the ordinary, the common, the very drab, the daily presentations. Oh, good scholar, I say to myself, how can you help but grow wise with such teachings as these? The untrimmable light of the world, the ocean's shine, the prayers that are made out of grass. That spirit, the excitement, willingness to see the beauty that's right in front of you is a major component in helping goals get to the place where they can breathe on their own. There are as many ways to do this as there are people. Daydreaming, listening to your body, being playful, taking a walk, writing poetry, the list goes on. One thing that helps me is to have a connection to people who see things. I don't mean necessarily people who are psychotic, although many cultures consider those states to be divinely inspired. I'll tell you a couple little stories to illustrate what I am talking about. One of my friends, Ruth Zally Deming, she was actually the first person I interviewed for the Square Peg newsletter, The Encourager, will, right in the middle of a phone conversation, stop to tell me about moss. She's done this many times. We'll be yakking away about something like grant writing or politics, and she'll say, oh, this moss, I'm standing in the backyard right now, and I'm looking at this absolutely emerald-colored moss. I'm going to touch it. Moss is so soft, and she'll tell me everything she sees and feels and notices in the moss. And usually in the beginning, I'm thinking, oh, for crying out loud, Ruth, get back to the subject. But then, inevitably, just a couple minutes later, I'm intrigued, and I wish she lived down the street because I'd be running down to see that moss. I've got another friend who spent over $600 to have a clothesline put up in her backyard. Now, she didn't mean to spend that much, but that's another story. She was so proud of that clothesline, she couldn't wait for me to come over to the great house she just moved into to show me the clothesline because, as she told me and mentioned in a few emails at other times, she just loves to watch her clothes blow dry in the air, the way the sun hits them, the way the colors play. Now, this woman has money enough to dry her clothes. She doesn't need to do that to hang them to save funds, whereas I have dried lots of clothes on clotheslines to save money, and initially I wasn't so thrilled as she was with the clothesline. But her enthusiasm, like Ruth Zally Deming's, got to me, Even when I did put a few loads of clothes out to dry this summer, I started to think of the task differently. So that's what I mean about people who see things. These people bring a spotlight to things I would definitely pass by, and they are so important in my life. They help me find what excites me, which is the first step on the goal path. Another example of this is Sheila Finkelstein. She has a site called naturesplayground.com, and she sends out a near-daily e-zine called Picture to Ponder. And that helps me get into that same state, noticing things, seeing things I've passed by, letting myself get excited by them. The point in this step is to remember your joy. Letting yourself notice excitement is a big part of that. The second step in goals is distractions. There are two kinds of these. First, those questions that bubble up about your worth. Who are you to have a goal? My favorite story to illustrate this goal step is one that Rick Jarrow tells in his tape set, The Ultimate Anti-Career Guide. Rick Jarrow tells about the writer and nature lover Henry David Thoreau. He says that Emerson was Thoreau's mentor, and that Emerson got frustrated with Thoreau and said, "Henry David Thoreau could have been a great leader of men, but he became a great leader of huckleberry picking parties." Jarrow continues by telling us that when we look at Thoreau's part, when we look back in history, we find that two great leaders claim to have been heavily influenced by Thoreau, Gandhi and Martin Luther King Jr. The message that Rick Jarrow takes from this is that when you do what you love to do, what comes easy and naturally, you're serving humanity. I would add that when inner thoughts or outer distractions, other people's opinions, come into play, it's vital that we remember what it is that we love. Secondly, there are those distractions that might dance around your goal, but take your eyes off your destination. My favorite story about this is from early in my practice as a psychotherapist. I had a client who initially came in almost paralyzed with everything, fears, anxiety, depression, you name it. They had done fantastic work in sessions and were in the process of turning their life around. So on the day this story comes from, we had a session scheduled and I expected things would go along as they had been. But no, I was in for a surprise. My client came in all excited, sat down, looked me in the eyes, and said, "I've got it figured out. I read a couple articles this week about alien abductions. That is what happened to me. That's why I've had all these problems. What do you think?" I think I said, for a real long time. Remember, I said that was early in my career. Even though I was a new therapist, I knew that hello that wanted to jump out of my mouth wasn't the correct, loving, or respectful thing to say. I needed time to think. There were all kinds of things going on in my head. Part of me was giggling. Part of me was freaking out, saying, "Your career's over now." But I was able to say, long enough to think. What I realized was I couldn't, and I had no right, to talk my client out of this idea. There's one thing I know. It's that you never know. So I got honest with the client and said that I had no scientific knowledge. Science has always been uninteresting and therefore pretty unlearnable for me. I'd never read about alien abductions, pro or con, so I couldn't say, "Yeah, you're right," and I couldn't say, "No way, Jose." But what we could talk about was, let's say this is true. Now what? What would knowing you'd been abducted by aliens mean to our work together? The client and I pondered that a while and came to the conclusion that we'd still be doing what we were doing. And so we went back to doing what we were doing. The point of that story is that when you're distracted, remember your destination. You don't have to ignore other things. You can consider things like my client did, but always come back to what you were doing. Remember your destination. Our third step is called small steps. This story is about me and the fact that I've taken the Golar Energy class twice. It's a great course on goals, particularly for people who don't adapt well to the linear mode. If you check out squarepegpeople.com, the links section, you'll find a link to the site that offers this course. And the first time, I took the class, it was offered, and I know I got very excited. I made a lot of notes. I went with the program, you know, ran along with the whole thing. But somewhere along the way, I got scared, and I stopped. But then I took Golar Energy again, and I got excited. I made a lot of notes, went with the program. But this time I kept taking tiny steps, just like Marnie Makradakis, the author, had said to do. She had said it the first time, and she said it the second time, and I didn't listen real good the first time. I wanted to race full speed ahead the whole way, but that didn't work for me. So the second time I took the course, I kept taking tiny steps, and I kept taking tiny steps. And here we are a while later, and I've taken another course from a number of other courses from her, learned a lot. And now I have a website, and I write every day. These were goals that I had had. Sometimes I only write a little bit, sometimes I write a lot, but I write every day, and my dreams gotten bigger and fuller all because of doing those tiny steps. Sometimes I get discouraged because I want to run the race full speed ahead again, but I know that doesn't work for me, so I keep taking small steps. And the point of that story is to remember to keep taking steps, small steps. The fourth step is distractions again, big distractions this time. Rick Jarrow in The Ultimate Anti-Career Guide calls these threshold experiences. The way I understand this is that these experiences are a kind of proving ground, the place where you take a stand. Is this what I really want to do? Am I going to keep moving toward it no matter what gets in the way? The story that comes to mind when I think of big distractions, things that make you want to quit, is a story I heard on Appendix 1 of the first Lord of the Rings DVD. The story goes that Peter Jackson had broken the three Lord of the Rings books down to a 90-page treatment to show to movie executives. Jackson's original plan was to make two movies. Miramax in 1998 was the first one to finance the work. Jackson wrote one screenplay and was starting the second when Miramax said, "Maybe this needs to be one movie." They allowed Jackson to see if he could find anyone else who'd be willing to make the two movies he had envisioned. He went to many studios and finally to New Line Cinema, and the person he spoke to there was very hard to read. They said something like, "Why would anyone in their right mind make two movies out of these books?" Jackson was feeling shattered when the person continued his sentence with, "This is a three-film thing." And the rest is history. The point of that story is remember not to quit. Peter Jackson could have quit. There he was with Miramax behind him, and then they weren't. How easy would it have been to say this isn't supposed to be, and just forget it, go on to something else, and we'd all have lost the opportunity to see three outstanding, heart-touching movies. So remember, don't quit. The fifth step is small steps. Again, baby steps. Just keep taking baby steps. The story I have about this step is from Anne Lamott's book, Bird by Bird. She says, 30 years ago, my older brother, who was 10 at the time, was trying to get a report on birds written that he'd had 3 months to write, which was due the next day. He was at the kitchen table close to tears, surrounded by binder paper and pencils and unopened books on birds, immobilized by the hugeness of the task ahead. Then my father sat down beside him, put his arm around my brother's shoulder, and said, "Bird by bird, buddy. Just take it bird by bird." The point of that story is to keep taking baby steps, because that's the work. One step after another, just keep stepping. The sixth step is connection, and I'm coming back to me and finding my tribe. Through online classes I've taken and in-person communities that I've found, I've met a lot of people. Some I've developed close friendships with. I don't think I'd have the enthusiasm I have for writing or even for life if it weren't for my tribe, the people who feel like home for me. For a while, I didn't feel like I had a tribe. And then slowly, when I started to connect with some people, mostly through website things, through different online communities, I began to notice then the people around me, the people, skin people, as one of my friends calls them, who were around me, been there all along, who were also in my tribe. Somehow I'd overlooked them. I read somewhere, I think it was a Jess Lair book, a great definition for friends. Friends are people whose faces light up when they see you and they have no plans for your improvement. My friends, my tribe, encourage me when I'm down, get excited over my ideas and share theirs with me so I can get excited with them. And sometimes they just listen when I need to talk, not fixing anything for me, just listening, and I do that for them. And because of their support, I keep moving toward my destination with little steps. I keep going. The point of that bit of story is to remember that you're not alone, even when you think you are. You're not. Keep your eyes open for people whose faces light up when they see you. Even if that means they see you online, you can tell when people are excited to know you're there and who have no plans for your improvement. Then the seventh step, what you might call the end, but actually the end is always another beginning. You are the story here. Each of you has gone through this spiral and will continue to. We all do. Life is lived spirally. There's really no end with goals. There's a kinda, sorta end. You finish the book you started to write, put the last stitch in the quilt, frame the painting, add the last note to a song. But the desire behind the goal, to share whatever you wanted to share, that's still there, and the process keeps going round. Dream, dive in, hit walls, keep plugging away, wiggle around distractions, connect with fellow goal seekers, finish a piece and keep going, over and over. Think about your spiral stories. The point of your story is the end is the beginning. The big thing is to enjoy the process. Get excited about how story feeds your goals. See the ways that your goals are influenced. Be open to hearing stories, yours, other people's, in books, articles, everywhere. What stories can you find? Start collecting them. And then you can use 3x5s, your computer, an art journal, whatever your favorite tracking method of the moment is. Use it to track goal stories, like a hunter tracks prey, because they will feed you. Thanks for listening to this podcast. If you'd like to hear some inspirational and encouraging words for square pegs who don't want to be forced into round holes, please visit my site at squarepegpeople.com. Thanks again, and good luck on your goal journey.